The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Valerie Nolte, Clerk for Representative Bergen. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Jagger Halverson, the majority leader's page from Spencer.
Good morning. Let us pray. Notre Père, qui es aux cieux, que ton nom soit sanctifié, que ton règne vienne, que ta volonté soit faite sur la terre comme au ciel. Donne-nous aujourd'hui notre pain de ce jour. Pardonne-nous nos offenses, comme nous pardonnons aussi à ceux qui nous ont offensés. Et ne nous soumets pas à la tentation, mais délivre-nous du mal. Car c'est à toi qu'appartient la reine, la puissance et la gloire pour les siècles des siècles. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga a nosotros tu reino, hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en la tentación y líbranos del mal. Amén.
I pledge allegiance.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Other announcements come before the body. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey.
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce that the Bridges of Iowa Substance Abuse Disorder Treatment Program held and is currently holding its breakfast at the Capitol this morning in the Rotunda. If you rush right down after opening this morning, you can probably still grab a pastry or a quiche. I also want to thank Bridges founders Don and Charlene Lamberti and Bridges chairman of the board, Jeff Lamberti, many of whom you may know because of his years here in the House and the Senate, as well as their staff and board for the breakfast that they for all that they do for Iowans in need of treatment. For more than 20 years, the Bridges of Iowa program has made it possible for Iowans to repair relationships with their loved ones and return to society as productive members of their communities. There are many in this chamber, including myself, who know someone who has struggled with the drug and alcohol abuse. For those who have seen it close up, you know that 30 days of treatment simply is not sufficient to properly treat addiction. Bridges of Iowa provides a long-term treatment program which has proven to work where others have failed. Several graduates of the Bridges program are here in the Capitol today. The governor and many of you joined us for breakfast and met with some of these brave folks who never gave up. These men and women with Bridges, the support of their families and their faith in God, were able to battle their way back from a terrible disease. They are now clean and sober, hugging their kids, reunited with spouses and parents, living productive lives, and working jobs in their community. From the Iowa House of Representatives, let's let them know how much we respect the battle they fought and continue to fight, and how happy we are for them to have crossed the bridge to a better life. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representatives Nordman and Judge, for an announcement.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Good morning. We have a lot of fantastic awards to give out here this morning, Representative Nordman and I, and we're very excited today to announce some state champions from Waukee. How we'll do this is that when we announce your team, we'll have you stand up, we'll hold our applause to the very end, since there's six different teams here, and then we'll give them a rousing round of applause. And I want to thank Representative Nordman right from the start for all his work that he did putting this together. So thank you. First of all, I want to introduce Jim Dewey, and Eric Boyle. They're the athletics directors, if they can stand. And as he has affectionately been called for over 20 years, Mr. Dewey, as my kids were coming through there, I still called him that this morning. Appreciate the program you put together at Waukee. Then also want to acknowledge the first state champions is girls basketball, led by Coach Chris Guess and Sherry Guess. And if they could stand, the girls basketball could just stand. We'll hold our applause and to the very end. And in that group, and if she could wave, is Miss Basketball for the state of Iowa, Katie Denebeer. And that's a big accomplishment and award in its own right. I will have to just one quick story. My daughter was a senior in 04, the first year that Chris and Sherry came there, and they won one game that year. And I think they beat Knoxville. I'm sorry if they're here, but at the very, my daughter, and they treated her with a lot of class and dignity, and look where they've brought this program. I'm really proud to know them. Also, the boys' swim team were state champions, led by Coach Dan Briggs, who I know real well, and they're standing back there ahead of us. Then I'm also very pleased that the national champions, and I didn't say state, national champion Waukee Cheer is here also, and that is quite an accomplishment. They're national champions led by Miranda Connor, who cheered with my youngest daughter, and I know all these groups are very inspiring to me. And if you think about during a pandemic, during a time of year that we all were at home, to watch some of these contests and games and give us some joy has been very inspiring to me, and how they lead themselves and handle themselves. They're just as good academically as they are in sports, and that means a lot. So I appreciate them being all here today, and we'll switch it over to Representative Carter, and we'll talk to him about, he can talk about the other.
Well, thank you, Representative Judge, and thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I'd like to introduce another three teams, state champions from Waukee. I'd ask that the men's basketball team stand up and be recognized. Under the leadership of Coach Justin Ohl, the Waukee boys basketball team dominated the Johnson Dragons to claim their 4A state championship by a score of 61-50. And helping lead the way to that victory, Tucker DeVries, if you can wave, there he is, was named the Iowa Prince Sports Writers Association Mr. Iowa Basketball for 2021. Next, I'll have the Waukee boys golf stand up and be recognized. Coach Justin Kotz led the boys golf team in defeating a 12-team field to take home the state championship. The seven Waukee State golfers won by 16 strokes. And lastly, I would ask that the Waukee dance team stand up. And for the 13th time in the last 14 years, the Waukee dance team, led by Coach Megan Schaefer, won at least one category at the Iowa Dance Championship. This winter, the girls won first place in their contemporary dance, placed second in hip-hop, and third in their palm large class. Jordan Dawson took home a solo state title. And I'd also like to recognize Superintendent Dr. Buck for his continued support of the Waukee Athletics. But I know this will come to shock to most of you that I wasn't playing high school sports just a few years ago myself. So I know all the effort and work that you guys put in. And this was clearly a winter to remember for Waukee Athletics. Every single athlete, student, and faculty member can be proud of the time and effort that took to achieve these state titles. Obtaining the amount of titles that you did this year is an unbelievable accomplishment. So I'd ask that everyone join Representative Judge and I in congratulating the Waukee state champions.
Congratulations, Waukee Schools. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus at the conclusion of the Admin and Reg Appropriations Budget Sub, which will meet after the Ways and Means and Appropriations block. And if there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the Admin and Reg Budget Subcommittee.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no business, you've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.